The news conference set to unveil Alaska Airlines' new terminal was interrupted before it even started. A group of airport employees chanting in Spanish and English protested against the private contractor, Aviation Safeguards, for alleged poor working conditions.
Mayor, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Mayor Villagrosa did not let the protest damper the unveiling of what is being called the Airport of the Future. He led all the reporters away from the protesters, through security, and into the new terminal for a tour. When you first arrive at the terminal, there is not a long winding line of travelers checking bags at one ticket counter. Instead, there are 12 stations to weigh and check bags and more security lanes to get travelers to their gates fast. Nicholas Dalton, who was traveling this morning, was surprised at how quickly he got to his gate.
I definitely thought it was a very fast procedure. It was like 5 minutes in and out.
At the new gates, passengers no longer have to search for plugs to keep electronics alive. 50% of seats in the waiting room areas are equipped with electrical power. Since Alaska also operates the most international flights out of LAX daily, it created a glass corridor to take passengers directly to customs without having to leave the terminal. Even the restaurants in the terminal are popular places that can be found around the city.
You're going to see concessions that reflect LA, the diversity of LA, the flavor of LA. You're going to see the concessions throughout the airport doing that.
The new terminal was completed on time and $33 million under budget. It cost $238 million and opened for business last week. Traveler Brittany Holland says she already sees a difference.
Alaska was like, get checkpoint, go. We're already here and we're sitting here waiting, so no, not really a lot of hassle.
This new terminal of the future still has a few projects to finish, but is on path to eventually regain a reputation as the West Coast's dominant international gateway. Devin Ouchel, Annenberg Radio News.